This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. We are the home, of course, of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Raymond James Stadium is less than a mile away from me. And, of course, now we've got baseball season going on. The Tampa Bay Rays won their second game in a row down there in Miami last night. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers on this Easter weekend, still out there moving the goods. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, we're at The Captain's America. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And then our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us right now for hour number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, speaking of which, Kyle, this is going to be an interesting Easter because, perhaps because of the COVID-19 pandemic, most Americans don't expect to celebrate this Easter Sunday in church, perhaps the lowest attendance of all time in the church services. Now, a new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 40% of American adults say that they will attend a church service to celebrate Easter. However, 47% say they won't attend a church for Easter, and 13% say that they just don't go to church, period.
Yeah, this is a very sad kind of a statistic.
That's 60% of the country not going.
That's right. And, of course, over the last year with the shutdowns, and different states had different particular situations. But unfortunately, Captain, especially here in California, churches were included in the you can't do anything inside and this kind of thing. And finally, the churches started having some things outside. But yes, I still think there is a very significant residual COVID concern that some people will have, and that's understandable. But unfortunately, you know, and again, this is something that has happened as a direct result of the government shutdowns. But it's an unfortunate thing, and people have gone through a very, very tough time mentally, spiritually, and so maybe one of the things that they can do is to try to reconnect in that way. And a lot of people I know are starting to go back as well. So we'll see how this may change in just a very short period of time.
Now, we talked about Major League Baseball and the game not going to be played in Atlanta because of Major League Baseball is going to pull out because of the Georgia voter ID, correct?
Right, right.
Well, in that length of time, we have another statement from President Donald Trump and his Save America PAC. This one says, baseball is already losing tremendous numbers of fans, and now they leave Atlanta with their all-star game because they're afraid of the radical left Democrats who do not want voter ID, which is desperately needed to have anything to do with our elections. Boycott baseball and all of the woke companies that are interfering with free and fair elections. Are you listening? Coke, Delta, and all.
You know, I've always seen baseball, Captain, as a very unique thing in our society.
It's America's game.
Well, of course. And what
our
it does...
Our pastime, I guess they call it. You know.
That's right, our America's pastime.
Yep.
And but when you look down on the baseball field, you see very diverse individuals. You see people come from different places, different countries in many respects. And everybody loves the game. It's a uniting factor in our society. At the very least, it could be even much more so.
Yeah.
But the politicizing of something like this, again, all it does is tear us down. It doesn't give us the opportunity to come together.
And I stopped buying Coke. And by the way, a couple of the places that I go to stopped buying Coke, too. Now they're selling Pepsi products. And one of the places that I always like going to has Pepsi products anyway, so I'm safe with that. So one of the places, and by the way, I won't mention who they are, but two of the biggest fast food restaurants were drive-ins, or drive-thrus, rather, sell Coca-Cola. But I understand one of them is going to switch. We'll see how long it takes them to do that. But, you know, and I'm not about to fly Delta anytime soon anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. They were also another one of the companies that came out against the new election laws or the revised election laws in Georgia. But and I guess a good question is, where does all that kind of end at some point? Because if everything starts to become politicized, again, it just simply means that we're never going to be able to reach a herd immunity of political onslaught that just keeps coming at us every single day. And the people that benefit from it, of course, Captain, are those who seek to just retain power.
Yeah, and very quickly, Tom Fitton announced yesterday Judicial Watch had been trying to sue to get the federal government, the DOJ, to release, to have Hillary sit down, rather, to testify under oath about her emails and the Benghazi attack documents, and they said, nope, not going to happen. They refused to hear the case.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, this is, again, you know, and Tom Fitton and the others there, they valiantly move forward, and they try so hard, but they seem to get these kinds of decisions.
Yeah, well, again, this is the Supreme Court saying, nope, Hillary's out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. In the meantime, take it away, Kathy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. This portion of the program, folks, brought to you by our friends over at All of Glass America. Listen up if you got a cracked windshield or chipped windshield or need a new windshield, because in the times in which we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break, and with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, All of Glass America has done just that. They'll give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you, me, moi, the Captain Matt Bruce. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to get the job done. You get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service just by telling them, I sent you. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and other surrounding areas are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is call 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you. Get $100 put right in the palm of your hand today. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yes, they do. They really do, folks. They really do. All right. Now, I'm going to move along here and talk about Congressman Matt Gaetz. Congressman Matt Gaetz lost his top communications aide yesterday. This may have been because the feds now are investigating the allegations against him for the underage girl that was traveling with him. And we don't know if that's true or not. He produced records that said that it wasn't true. She may have been traveling on her own, because all of us in this business, and I consider politics to be a business too, have what's called groupies, correct?
Well, sure, yeah.
And a lot of times the groupies will show up where you're at, and you don't know they're there, and it's like, wow, what do I do now? This person's followed me from point A to point B, et cetera, et cetera. And all you can do is basically be polite, you know, and say, okay, fine, I got things I got to do, and away you go. And a congressman has to keep himself way above board, correct?
Well, of course, yes.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know the circumstances here, but I do know the father produced the information, the verification of the fact that he was going to wear a wire to entrap these people that were trying to extort a bunch of money from him.
Yes, that's what we're hearing. And, of course, now it's all swirling around this idea that somehow this underage young girl, 17-year-old girl, that her accommodations were paid for, according to the story, by Gates and so on and so forth, traveled with him. But, again, it just as we spoke before about Jonathan Turley was saying, look, I mean, this ought to be pretty verifiable. You should be able to find out.
Sure.
Was someone traveling? Were they underage or were they not? What was the deal?
Well, she's not on any of the flight records.
Right.
Okay, so that's number one. How she got there is a horse of a different color. Again, like I said, you can fly an airplane and go from point A to point B and be on a flight and nobody knows you're there.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. But who knows? Now, the other thing is Derek Chauvin in his trial. Yesterday, a Minneapolis police lieutenant called the use of force against George Floyd totally unnecessary. That is not good at all for the defense. And I think we can all agree that what we saw definitely was something that was more than what should have been done.
Well, yes, and I think part of this idea is that, you know, there may be some kind of procedure that was already that was being put into play, but that went way, way, way too far.
Well, he was the instructor for the procedure. This Chauvin guy was a senior officer that actually taught this, and he had two rookie cops with him.
Right, exactly. But again, watching the tape, seeing everything in context is very, very important. And so, yes, if it seemed to go way, way, way too far. And then, of course, when Chauvin released George Floyd, and it was obvious that he was unresponsive, that's also another aspect of this. And so you're right, Captain. This kind of testimony is very, very bad for Derek Chauvin.
And we had takedown procedures as firefighters and EMTs, but it was nothing like this. But I am aware of the procedure and what they were doing because it's something that they also taught other police agencies around the countryside. That's all I'll say. I'll let it go right there. But the EMS didn't do that. We had a different type of takedown procedure.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, but in context, does it have to go on for as long as it did?
No,
I think that's exactly where the crux of the matter, I think, is there for sure. You know.
Yeah. Now, if you're working for the post office and you're listening to me right now, you probably already know this, but the rest of the company does, or most of the country doesn't. Layoffs, Kyle, may be looming for the U.S. Postal Service employees because guess who didn't get a big piece of the pie in the latest stimulus? The post office.
Right. Well, this amid all the talk of, well, you know, we'll get more expensive, first class mail.
They're going to get electric vehicles. Kyle's going to save them a lot of money. They won't have to buy gas.
Right.
But the vehicles that they're buying cost them 2.5 times more than the ones they got now.
No kidding. That's right. And the Postal Service has always been sort of underwater, as far as I can tell, and they've always had...
Well, now, wait a minute. I know a little bit something about the post office, okay,
mm-hmm.
because my trucks would haul contracted mail for them at various times of the year, and at Christmas time, we would start out about Labor Day, a little bit after Labor Day, and we used to follow a couple of different airplane routes, okay? Follow the planes is what we did. And sometimes the trucks didn't have anything on them but empty mail bins. That's all, empty mail bins. You go from point A to point B where the aircraft was going to be, and you'd be the truck following it up there in case the plane couldn't fly. You were the one delivering the mail. And they paid $2.25 a mile each way for the truck to run empty and didn't have to even be there.
Interesting. Yeah, well, that speaks volumes, absolutely.
Yeah, and anybody that's an owner-operator knows that back in the day, $2.25 a mile was big money. It isn't anymore because of the price of fuel, but there you go. Now, we had a school district here in Florida, the Broward County Florida School District down there, Fort Lauderdale way, which was hit by a ransomware attack. They were hacked, and the hackers demanded $40 million.
Wow. Well, these are unfortunately becoming more, more commonplace, unfortunately. It's a very real thing. People try to get access into organizations by sending fake emails, to download their package to their network and this kind of thing. And so you always have to be very careful. Be very careful of who's sending you what. Don't open something.
You know what the latest scam is?
What's that?
Well, this is XYZ Laboratory doing a survey on your recent COVID shot, or if you haven't had a shot, we're doing a survey to find out where would be the best shot to give you and this, that, and the other. Don't open them damn things. Do not open them.
Well, exactly right. And in the world of so much spam, and there are spam filters and so forth, but again, a lot of times, whatever looks suspicious, just delete it. And if somebody sends you an email and says, we want you to transfer money to this account or whatever it is, it's probably not legitimate.
Well, yeah, if it looks too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Yep.
Okay. Now, we all know that only 6% of Biden's $2.2 trillion infrastructure bill is going to roads and bridges. Now, all the other stuff is going for the freebies and the gimmies and the balance of state budgets and whatever else is going on there. But isn't that amazing? 6% of the money they're asking for is actually going for infrastructure.
Well, that's right. And then we also hear, Captain, as well, that infrastructure is also broadband. You know, when we hear about infrastructure, we think that we're talking about roads and bridges. We're thinking, and especially the president himself, talked about deteriorating, like airports, it looks like a third world country, this kind of thing. But the small smidgen of the money is actually going to go to things like that. And when we hear from the Biden administration that, no, well, we still think, broadband's a big part of the infrastructure, try to make it into that. But then we find out this, Captain, that the infrastructure spending plan, it does have lax funding, essentially, for something called cybersecurity. So, I don't know.
Have you ever been in the middle of nowhere out in some of the large portions of America, mm-hmm. traveling across, let's see, Wyoming, Montana, parts of Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, where you go for miles and you don't see much of anything except the cows in the field and all that stuff? They're going to put broadband out there? Give me a break.
Yeah, well, but to some degree, I think that, obviously, we get more people connected, but it's really more of a virtue signal on their part. They're trying to sound cool, I think.
I suppose. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, 22 states are fighting a California push on magazines for ammo for guns. We'll tell you what they're up to when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate leaders are offering their condolences for the Capitol police officer killed in an attack outside the Capitol Friday. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell both issuing statements saying they are heartbroken over the incident that left Officer Williams dead and another officer injured. As far as if the event is linked to terrorism, Metro D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says,
"It does not appear to be terrorism related, but obviously we'll continue to investigate to see if there's some type of nexus along those lines."
The 25-year-old suspect, identified as Noah Green, on his Facebook page does say he is a follower of the Nation of Islam. The airline industry praising a new CDC guideline that says people who are fully vaccinated can travel safely. The travel industry hit hard in 2020. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. That's our voiceover gal, and she does a great job. And we want to thank her for that. She's been with us since the beginning of the show, back 21 years ago when we first started. Her voice was first heard on the airwaves right here with us and still is today. Now, the thing is, folks, this program is brought to you by a lot of great sponsors, and I'm about to tell you about one right now. And let me tell you, this sponsor and the product that they offer is something that I do use. Now, I started to use it about 3 weeks ago now, because I was having some problems with my back, and it just was something that I couldn't explain other than I had to pick up something heavy and move it, and I like wrenched my back or something like that. And even though the relief factor made the pain a lot less tolerable, it didn't go away totally. So I took this little stem cell patch that you're going to hear about here in a minute. I put it in the central part of my neck, just below my shirt line, and I'll be damned if the pain didn't go away, and I still got it back there because I took it off the other day and said, oh, I'm okay. Well, no, I wasn't okay. So I put it back on again, and it's working. But listen to what they have to say.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty. Now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, in the interim here, just going off to our commercial break, and that's why we say tomorrow's news tonight, breaking news as it happens. We've had a shooting in Wilmington, North Carolina. It was apparently a house party. Three people have been left dead, four wounded. Kyle, tell us about the rest of it there.
Well, you're right, Captain. Wilmington, North Carolina, seven people shot, three have been confirmed dead, we understand. The shootings happened there around midnight local time. It was a house party that was taking place. Those who have been killed have are being identified or not being told who they are yet until the next of kin has been notified. The police chief there, though, says they do not feel the general public is in any danger at this time, and they're working to get the suspects identified. They don't explicitly say that they have suspects in custody or if they're trying to identify who the suspects may be. So this is a developing story. We'll have more, of course, as it comes in, but this is coming in just a little while ago to the studio.
And the reason we're bringing that in is with the next story that's coming in with it. 22 states are now fighting California's push to ban magazines that hold more than, I believe, 9 rounds in a magazine. Now, this many, many popular firearms, Kyle, hold 15, some of them even hold 30 rounds. So they're trying to limit the person's ability with the ammunition that they can put in the weapon. So who are these states and what's this all about? The Ninth Circuit again?
It is in the Ninth Circuit, and we understand, I believe, that Arizona, Louisiana seem to be leading the way on this. And part of the argumentation, on the one side, you've got people saying, well, for example, California is saying that the ban is necessary because guns that have more than 10 rounds have been used in mass shootings. The flip side of that that's being argued by the other states, that people have the right to bear arms because they, especially if they live in disadvantaged communities or areas where the police may not reach them very quickly, they have to be able to defend themselves. And that seems to be one of the main components of this.
Well, every now and then people use shotguns in these senseless killings. And a shotgun, a double barrel shotgun, obviously holds 2 rounds. A bolt-action single-shot shotgun holds 1, right?
That's right.
And the majority of the shotguns don't hold more than 7 to 9 rounds, including the magazine. So you're under the 10. So this makes it just does not make any sense.
Well, exactly, but it's part of the chipping away. You can make it more restrictive, you know, this kind of thing, in order to try to chip away at the Second Amendment overall.
Yeah.
But 22 states banning together. They also include Captain Georgia, as a matter of fact, Indiana, Montana, Ohio, South Dakota, Texas, West Virginia, and Alaska as well.
Now, are you vaccinated yet with the COVID vaccine?
Not yet.
All right. Well, I'm fully vaccinated, and yesterday the CDC came out with their infinite wisdom again and said fully vaccinated people can travel safely anywhere within the United States, according to the CDC.
That's what we hear. That's exactly right. Now, there are some other caveats. If you were to travel internationally, they do suggest that you would get a COVID test and be cleared of COVID for sure before you got on an airplane to come back to the United States, for example. And other destinations may require that kind of thing. But this is a pretty big development, saying that I think the way that the CDC lady had said about it was that, you know, like if you're going to go see your grandkids and you're fully vaccinated, you know, then this is going to be okay, basically. And so it's, a lot of Americans have been waiting to hear something like that.
Well, I was told by my doctor that I didn't need to have a mask either because I was fully vaccinated, and it would not, none of that stuff would bother me. I did not need to have a mask. If I didn't want to wear one, didn't have to. Just carried a little card with me, and I've got the little card that's actually your, what do we call it now, the vaccine passport?
That's right. It's the rudimentary vaccine passport. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, our governor yesterday in Florida signed an executive order banning vaccine passports in Florida.
Well, yes, because this is going to be very controversial, especially, again, the question comes up if you're reaching herd immunity in one way or another, why would you have to have special passports for something that is now becoming a much lesser issue in society? We don't carry passports for other stuff at all. And Captain, one of the things that we mentioned earlier about the MLB, but we got an email that came in as well when we were on break.
Yeah.
And came in from a gentleman named Mark, and he says, I emailed the MLB about moving the All-Star game and will never watch again, and asked if we could pass on the executive relations email. And if anybody wants to make their voice heard, their comments known, you can send it to MLB Executive Relations. That's MLB Executive Relations at website.mlb.com.
Yeah, and all that is politics. It's not the baseball players doing this
nope.
or the baseball players union. It's
nope.
Major League Baseball themselves, which is the owners. All right, guess what, Kyle? Guess what time it is?
Is it circle back time?
All righty, and let's get going here with the circle back, because here's the deal. All right, the White House is doing some damage control after a disastrous human error blunder forced millions of Johnson & Johnson, that's the one shot COVID vaccine,
right,
to be tossed away and thrown out because it got contaminated.
Yeah, that's what we hear. So what is this, is it 13 million doses, I believe?
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty significant.
Yep.
That's a lot of doses, and it's the one dose.
Yep.
So that's 13 million individuals.
All right, let's go to the phone lines for a minute, and we've got Dr. Ian on the line. Dr. Ian is here tonight, the fellow that's not running for mayor, and he's got about a minute because he's going to run out of time. So there you go, Mr. Ian.
How you doing? You mean I got a promotion? I'm a doctor instead of the mayor of nowhere?
That's right.
Okay, I wanted to say you guys are going back and forth about the CDC and this and that. And
yeah.
To me, I'm laughing at this whole situation. The incompetence here is just out of control. I mean, you said, I think one of you said, the CDC lady. Yeah, the CDC lady that's supposed to be an educated person,
yep.
far more educated than me. I'm merely a taxi driver, basically. Okay, she got on the thing at the end of the media a week or so ago. Oh, just hang on a little longer.
Yep.
We're facing impending doom.
Yep.
Oh, hang on. Just bear with us.
Yep.
Okay, this is what I'm paying my taxes for?
Yep.
To hear some chick get up there and whine?
Yep.
This lady's supposed to be an educated woman.
Uh-huh.
Okay? My, how we have fallen. This is horrendous. This
You're
is
right.
laughable. This is the only thing I can do is laugh.
Okay,
because
well,
I'm beyond crying.
I'm going to help you out.
This is ridiculous.
I'm going to help you out. All right, thanks, Ian. And here comes the music. Perfect timing on that one. Yeah. And by the way, she had tears in her eyes when she said it, Kyle.
Yeah, but stay tuned.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're coming back with a Trucker's Highway Bible Report. We got a special treat for one of our listeners. Made a mistake of saying that she liked a certain person. And guess what? You're going to get more of that certain person when we come back on the Truckers Highway Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Right on, Donna Fiducia. And thank you very much for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband, Don. The Double D Ranch is what they run, and they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this part of the program is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, find out what they're all about. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and then join the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and before you know it, you'll be able to get all kinds of discounts and free stuff on stuff, too. All right, here we go. This one's going out for LJ up there in Michigan.
Somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime and
That's a little Kid Rock, and that's called All Summer Long, and that's from, the song is depicting 1989, but I guess, Kyle, the song is actually coming from 2007, is that right?
That's right. I think it was released in 2007, yes.
All right. Well, let me get over here real quick to the weather so you can get going here. I'm going to read this here statement, and that's what the statement is going to be, is just that, a statement. And we do have some interesting weather going on tonight. Now, dry and gusty winds are going to produce elevated to locally critical fire weather threats in the plains and portions of the northeast today. A powerful winter storm will produce heavy snow, strong winds up there in the northwestern part of the country, up above Seattle, up into British Columbia and towards Alaska. So that could be coming into the lower 48 in the next few days. And record lows are going to continue in the east Saturday morning. We're going to see a lot of really chilly temperatures. It's in the 40s right now where I'm at here in Tampa, Florida. And a significant heat wave is going to start cranking itself up in the desert southwest with warm temperatures extending out through the plains. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have fire weather watch that we're watching tonight here on the map. If you're coming out of Grand Junction, Colorado, heading west on I-70, you're going to get into the fire weather watch as you head into Utah. This is going to encompass also Arches National Park in Moab, Utah, which I've been to and visited there. It's very, very beautiful. But they do have a fire weather watch tonight. That's also going to extend up through Dinosaur National Monument as well. And so you're going to have that deal with simply on the border there of Utah and Colorado tonight. As you mentioned, Captain, we do see a warm-up in the southwest. It looks like Phoenix is going to be 95-ish for the weekend. Las Vegas will also see 90s. Salt Lake City in Utah, though, well, it's going to look like high 70s. Tucson in the 90s. Santa Fe in the 70s, it looks like.
All righty. Well, I'm going to jump right on over here to Missouri. We got a frost warning tonight from about Springfield all the way to St. Louis, halfway across Illinois, and then the rest of the way across on I-70, at least, you're going to have a freeze warning all the way into West Virginia. Then down in Arkansas, about half of Arkansas, you've got a frost warning. And that when you get over into Tennessee, you're going to run into a freeze warning all the way across Tennessee into North Carolina, all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. Same way for South Carolina, same way for Georgia tonight. Most of Georgia, well, except for one little piece, is under a freeze warning, and the other piece is under a frost warning. Alabama, the whole state, freeze warning. Mississippi, most of the state, a freeze warning, and then down towards the Gulf of Mexico, from right about the Louisiana-Mississippi line all the way across to Jacksonville, Florida, you've got a frost warning and a freeze warning, a patchy freeze warning, and that comes down as far as Ocala, Florida, goes all the way across I-10, as I said, and all the way down to the Gulf tonight. So be advised, cold, cold, cold temperatures, and it's going to be that way for one more night. Not quite as cold tomorrow night in the south, but the warm weather will start coming across. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We look forward to talking to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And by the way, the Truckers Highway and Byron Report is always brought to you by your friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, where you might be able to find yourself an Arby's, a Chester Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or a sit-down Huddle House restaurant, or Moe's Southwest Grill. And by the way, up there in the Northeast, you'll find yourself a Dunkin' Donuts in some of those places, too. And you are most welcome there, LJ. Appreciate being able to do that for you. Bring you a little sunshine there up there in that cool 30-degree weather that you're sitting in up there. You can have it. We don't want it. It's bad enough when it gets in the 40s down here because there's a little bit of a breeze blowing. So anyway, let me go right to the telephone line. And on the line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Check out her website, FoundersCode.com, and you'll find out whatever it is that she wants to talk about at the time. Right, kid?
Good morning.
Oh, God. What a day. And I'm going to save the D.C. police shooting for after the top of the hour. There's too much stuff to talk about. I want to get into Biden calling the Ukraine, the president of the Ukraine, as Russia's got this massive buildup. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, but it's even bigger than what we thought to begin with. There's three divisions three divisions of tanks and armor and artillery sitting on the border of the Ukraine. What the heck is going on?
Well, I have a buddy, an American friend who actually lives in Ukraine, and he says that this is much more ominous. I mean, he's been there 6 years, and he says this is much more ominous this time than he has seen before. And he's interviewed, you know, a lot of the fighters that have been, you know, fighting all along at the Ukraine anyway.
Right.
So I can't even imagine what kind of conversation was really going on between the United States and Ukraine.
Well, I believe Putin sees Joe Biden as a wimpy president.
And yeah,
I think,
of course.
Yeah, and I think he sees an opportunity to be able to take advantage of some more annexation of land, if you will. And they've been sitting there with about a division on that border for several years now. Now suddenly you've got three times the amount of people there. And that just, to anybody that's paying attention, that just makes it look like they're getting ready to do something.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Joe's going to fall down the steps of the airplane trying to get out to get to the Ukraine. No, I'm just kidding.
But, yeah, this one's... And so what's next? What does Russia have their... what other country does Russia have their sights on? You know, it could also, too, be a head fake. You know, would they go after some other country in the Baltics?
Let me see here. We got somebody sending us an email. Let's see what I can find out here. My mom worked at the Naval Ordnance Plant Medical Depot, Census Bureau, and Post Office Registry Section, blah, 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 until she was age 81. She said that towards the end of her fiscal year, they wouldn't do various things to spend all the money remaining in the budget and exceed their budget. That's true, because the government might cut their budget. Yep, that's all true so far. They might have a tactic driven by their own. This is a tactic driven by their own union. The union has driven wages up, as they have everywhere to get involved. Her father, my grandfather's a roll carrier, blah, 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 blah. Because we talked about the post office, and they're going to be laying off some people because they're going to go a little bit more automated. Got to love that. And all the electric vehicles. Okay, hold on, Denise. Folks, I'll be right back with Denise Simon after the news right here. And thank you very much, Mark, for sending me that. We appreciate that. In the meantime, I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.